spokes and a box thing?
That's a hub and the symbol.
Yeah,
and bands and spokes.
Right. That's an old wheel.
Have you ever seen it before? Now, there's supposed to be a band that goes around here.
Got to have the fellies on there.
That's rims
with the fellies. With the fellies and
so you was playing somebody that I didn't know nothing about, did you?
No, I didn't know that.
We lived here a long time.
Yeah, this is a good old wheel, I'll tell you.
We'll put it back. Well, I'll put it back.
No,
where
that's
I got it from.
You cut part of that Midland off, and you might slice it up and have it for breakfast. What do you call that?
It's got a breakfast bacon.
All right. Do you make a distinction between just bacon and breakfast bacon?
Well, it'd be the sub-belly or the fatback, and then, of course, the breakfast bacon.
All right. And what do you call that process when you're killing hogs? Another word for that when you're cutting?
That'd be butchering. But they call it, let's see, it starts with an A anyhow. What is it? You know, you got it.
Starts with an A?
Starts with an A.
Gee, I don't know. Well, I'm usually pretty good at that too, first letters. But I can't.
Oh my God, why can't I think of it? I'm not as good as a grown person.
Well, that's okay.
Abitures or something.
If when meat's left out too long, you might say it would didn't get it
tainted.
All right. How about, would you ever use spoiled?
Yes. That's later on after it gets to where dough would need.
And then it's what?
The spoiled.
All right. All right. And I asked you about blood pudding. Did you ever make anything? Yeah, there's a band. There's a tire. Is that not? You call that the rim or the tire?
That's a tire.
The rim's the wooden part, right?
The rim is the wooden part.
And the tire goes over the rim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to, back when I was a kid, get out and roll it. You can take a paddle and put a little thing on the end of it there and just take that and roll up and down.
Yeah, like rolling a hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is a hoop.
Yeah, it sure is.
A hoop and a holler.
What kind of stuff did your mother make out of liver?
Liver mush.
Liver mush. What was it? Explain that to me.
Well, she'd probably put cornmeal or something into I don't know what, and maybe a little pepper, sage, or whatever for a flavor.
Uh-huh.
I think that's most of the things that they used in those days was sage and for spices, and I can't think of anything.
Okay, that's good.
But sage, anyhow.
Did you ever have anything made from the cornmeal and the juice from sows called scrapple?
No.
No. And if butter's left out too long, you say it gets
spoiled.
Right. Did you ever use the term funky?
No.
No. And if milk, when milk is begins to thicken, what do you call that?
Clabber.
All right. And did you ever make a cheese out of that?
Oh yes, it's made out of it.
What do you call it?
From the cream, but making cheese is a process I don't know, but however they do use part of a sheep's stomach, I think, for like yeast, you know, in it to make it curdle or do whatever it is.
Did you have a name for that sheep's stomach?
Oh yes, but I'm trying my best to get mail. No, let's see.
You know the term haggis?
Nope.
All right.
It's melt or something. No, I don't seem to get it.
That cheese that you make out of clabber, did you ever call that clabber cheese or cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese is not processed, I don't think, more than just when it curds, milk curds, and you draw the whey off, that's the thin part like water.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then you, when it curdles, that's it.
Okay. And the first thing you do to milk after you...